It's 18 minutes after the hour. Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News. We are keeping up with the Hendersons.
Celebrities today. They're on in the paper today. Look at that. Beautiful pictures.
Not one photo, but two photos.
We're talking to Pat and Joellen Henderson from Lubbock Cooper ISD. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Our pleasure.
Good morning.
So Friday, I'm a parent of Lubbock Cooper kids, and so I got the phone call saying that you guys were retiring, and so that was a sad day for Lubbock Cooper. And as a parent, I would like to say thank you for your years of service. Tell us about your years with Lubbock Cooper.
Oh, it's just
19 years?
19 years. It's just been wonderful. I was high school principal for 3 years, and I was blessed that the board chose me to be the next superintendent. And I was telling the reporter yesterday, Mayor Glenn Robertson was on that board, and so was Sharon Maines, and appreciated that. They were in the video Friday when talking about me, which was very nice. But it's just been exciting. It's been full of growth. It's been really neat to see our district achieve so many things and add more staff and tons of students and the bond issues. And it's just been a blessing. But every good thing must end, and we've had a great career out there, my wife and I, and so it's just time to move on and let somebody new come in and take it to the next level, because we have so much potential and so more growth potential, and the better days and best days of Lubbock Cooper ISD are still ahead.
Well, tell us about the growth that Lubbock Cooper has experienced in the last 19 years.
Oh, gosh. Well, we've actually tripled in size. When I became superintendent, we had 1,600 students, and we're closing in on 5,000 students now. You drive down 98th Street or Indiana going south, or Quaker, just anywhere, 114th Street, and you just see more rooftops coming up, more developments, more houses. People are just falling all over themselves to build in our district, and it's a compliment to our district, because they want to be part of what we have out there, our great academics and our great extracurricular activities and our safe and orderly environment. But it does create challenges. It does create challenges, but the community has always supported our bond issues during my tenure to build new facilities, and we explain why, give them all the information, and they've always supported those bond issues, and they supported us on May 10th when we passed another $55 million bond issue, which is going to take us into the next 10, 12 years, hopefully, especially at the high school, where we really, really have a crunch right now.
Well, we moved to the Cooper School District because we liked the smaller school atmosphere. So thanks a lot for the growth.
But that's one thing I'm very proud of, that we've been able to try to maintain that. If you go over to West, over on Frankfurt, they're not the West Whirlwinds. They're the West Pirates. Mm-hmm. Central, we just opened. They're not the Central Cougars. They're the Central Pirates.
Yeah, we're all
pirates.
That. Yeah, and we were a little worried about that, because right when we moved in is when everything started booming.
Right.
And we thought, oh, how are they going to handle this? You know, because growth too fast can be a bad thing.
That's right.
But I think, from my humble opinion, I think you guys have handled it very well, and we've been very pleased as parents. Now, Joellen, you've served as the public information officer at Lubbock Cooper for how many years?
Well, in this position, I've been there for 9 years. I was a high school teacher 3 years prior to that, but I have 35 years in education, coming from Leveland. I was a classroom teacher there for 23 years. So
how do you feel about stepping down now?
Well, we are definitely ready. It's been a great ride, and we've experienced so many wonderful things at Lubbock Cooper, and we've managed to maintain the family atmosphere, and we certainly will miss all of that. We have grandchildren here, there, and yonder, and so we're ready to get into that chapter of our life where we can spend more time with our children and our grandchildren. So
sure.
We're looking forward to that part.
That's nice.
Yeah. Now, are you guys going to be still around here? Or are you moving to be closer to the kids? Or
well, for a while. The nice thing about this right now is that neither one of us have another job that we're going to. We are truly going to be retired, and so we're going to stick around here for a little while. Eventually, our plan is to move kind of halfway between children that we have here and children that we have in the Houston area, and kind of be halfway between all of those. But no definite plans right now for anything. And so we're going to sit back and enjoy that part of not having anything to do.
That sounds nice.
I have plans to relax.
Yeah. Do you think that's possible with him?
No. I don't know. It's going to be certainly something different. I may have to end up finding him a job.
Everybody wants to know what I'm going to be doing. I can tell you what I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be getting up at 4 o'clock talking to Burl and Runlin, you know, over there at Friendship in Lubbock. We get together and talk about, you know, delaying, canceling, all that. In the streets when it's freezing, and I'm not gonna miss that.
Yeah, definitely not. Wow. You guys are not out the door. No. You're gonna be here through July.
Yes, I'm assisting the board in the search. I'm obviously not taking part in any of the interviews or anything, but we're gonna post the position today, and then the board president and I will take the resumes and kind of based on the profile the board has developed and other community groups that they're gonna involve. We'll kind of shuffle those to the board. They'll decide who they want to interview. And so I'll do all that. I'll just assist in that. And yes, because once you go through the interviews, you name a lone finalist, you have to wait 21 days to hire that person. And I'm still the superintendent. We have a district to run. We have a school year to get ready for. So it'll probably be the end of July, maybe early August before they have another person on board. But until that time, I'm still running the district.
We have named my successor, and Sadie Shaw will be the coordinator of communications and community relations, will be her title. And we are already starting that transition. She has worked in my office for 8 years, and so I'm very proud of the opportunity that she's being given to take this position over. She'll do a great job.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. I was just curious. I know you got both of you guys said that you'd been talking about this for 3 or 4 years. But at what point did you say it is time? I mean, was it before the bond election? Was it like if this thing passes? Because here's the thing. Once you get your finger in that pie, once you start, you know, with the allocation process and all that, you got it passed. It's almost like a natural breaking point. Was that the thinking?
Well, part of that, we did start talking about this about 4 years ago, and Pat actually wanted to consider quitting or retiring last year, and I sort of pushed him to staying the whole 19 years so that he could become the longest serving superintendent in Lubbock Cooper
history.
Going
for the record.
I get a box of steak knives for that.
Sweet. So,
I got a watch. Yeah, a beautiful watch.
Nice. But then the bond issue came along, and we really thought that we were going to work on that through next year. And after we started looking at it, it became apparent that we needed to go ahead and get this bond going this year. And so when that happened, we decided that this was going to be it. And, of course, our goal was to get the bond passed, and we did. And it was funny because prior to that also, we both said we would never do another bond. And here we sat and did another bond.
Liar.
So. And so
you do what you got to do, right?
Well, you do. And but anyway, but yes, after the bond, we decided we were going to do that this year. We decided, yes, this was going to be it. And it feels good.
Yeah.
Well, good.
They're in great shape. We've got a great board out there, and we've got a great community, great kids, great teachers, support staff. It's just a wonderful place, wonderful people.
Great parents. And
absolutely.
Didn't I say that? I should have said that. I meant to say that. Great community. And they won't miss a beat. I guarantee you. We're in great shape, and they'll get somebody in there. And they're going to consider inside as well as outside and find the best person. And it really shouldn't be that hard to replace me. So,
oh, well, you guys have done an awesome job, and we thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Well, thank you
from all of us at Lubbock Cooper.
Don't have a clue what we're going to talk about, the two of us, without school.
I know.
In the middle of our conversation, but I'm sure we'll find something.
You'll figure it out. Yeah.
Hey, before we run out of time, what do you think is one of the more memorable moments that you had in the district?
Oh, I don't know, when Laura Bush came and dedicated.
That was awesome. That was great.
I liked that.
Was something that we truly worked together doing, and it was great and
very special.
Yeah, it was.
She's a wonderful
And
lady.
Something coming up special tomorrow. You guys headed to Austin to watch the baseball team?
Actually, we're going to be at Lake LBJ, and so
There you go.
So he's going to drive over from
that
there.
That works.
Hey, congratulations,
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.